You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Tamara Lapine-Williams sat down with Johnny Clegg on the 14th of July of 2017. I think it was just ahead of his final world tour. And I recall dancing rather badly in the foyer to the tracks that she was playing during the interview. And towards the end of a wide-ranging discussion, she asked Johnny what he felt his most important contribution was over his storied career.
The biggest contribution was in South Africa.
Yes.
I think it was the early days. I think it was the period around about 1978 to 82, that four-year period.
Yeah.
Where Jaluka introduced a new brand of crossover music and basically had to fight for a cultural space in a country that disallowed it.
Mm.
I think that that moment, that period, is the most intense, shaping, defining aspect of what we did.
Yeah. Do you think you were born at the right time? You know, you look at various people and you think, that was his time. He was meant to be born then. Do you feel that?
There was a French interview with me where the guy said, we'd have to invent a Johnny Clegg if you hadn't come along.
Yeah.
You know, and I just said, this thing happened in a few seconds. My life changed in a few seconds when I was 14 and I looked at the Zulu guitar. You said a very important thing. You said you loved the way, you loved South Africans' ingenuity.
Mm.
And the thing that captured me in that moment and made me cross over into Zulu migrant labor culture was that the guitar was reconfigured to perform a function that an African society wanted it to do.
Mm.
And with gay abandon, they changed the strings around. They changed the tuning. They developed their own picking style. And when I saw that, I thought, this is a completely unique genre of guitar music. And like the blues in America, this style of playing is, it's unheard of. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And that was the moment. It was the ingenuity of Zulu migrants changing the concertina buttons around, changing the guitar around, making these instruments deliver, making demands on them that they were never created for, you know.
Mm.
And as a young adolescent, it was such a rebellious thing, you know, to take a this. I recognized that there was something. They were musical frontiersmen. They were, you know, we live on the frontier in South Africa. Joburg is still a frontier town.
Yeah.
That idea of pioneering, which is so infused into our country at every level, was in this music and in the instruments that had just been changed, and no thought given to the rules of playing or composition, which they were designed for.
Mm.
They were totally and completely spontaneously and with great gay abandon, they were converted and transformed.
Yeah.
in a cultural ingenuity, as you put it.
Mm. Truly a pioneer among pioneers in a frontier town. Johnny, the void you leave behind can only be filled by the memories you gave us all and the hope and belief that we can truly be a rainbow nation one day. Hamba gashle, and we certainly salute you and keep your family in our thoughts at this difficult time. If you've got a Johnny Clegg memory you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Tweet us at Classic1027 or send us a telegram on 066-470-1872. It's time for your weekly dipstick into the real state of our nation with Athol Williams, which is up next after the news.